It's Friday, October 24th, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbier. NAMCO and its partners are conducting the second consultation for the environmental and social impact assessment of the offshore Venus field located 320 kilometers southwest of Lüderitz. NAMCO's Paulo Coelho emphasized that the engagement is part of the legal environmental assessment requirements and seeks to involve communities and stakeholders in evaluating potential project impacts.
We're returning to towns in the south, which include Kietmans, Batani, Lüderitz and Oranjemund, and continuing to Windhoek, and then along up the Irungu region with Henties Bay, Swakopmund and Walvis Bay. We also have an online session for those that cannot attend in person. These sessions are part of the environmental and social impact assessment that all Namibians are invited to attend to learn more, ask questions and share their views.
The Global Pink October campaign promotes awareness, early detection and patient support for breast cancer. According to Rolf Hansen, the chief executive of the Cancer Association, the initiative stresses prevention, regular mammograms and hope represented by the pink ribbon.
This Saturday, the 25th of October, it's time for our annual hashtag Pink for Breast Cancer Walk. So the walk will take place simultaneously in Windhoek, in Swakopmund and Atchimurongo. Each participant will get a medallion and there are some prizes up for grabs as well. So dress up, have fun, let's do it for a good cause and let's raise funds so we can tackle breast cancer in specific and women's cancers that include cervical cancer, because still more than 55% of diagnoses in Namibia are affecting women.
President Netumbonani Ndaitwa urged citizens to approach international partnerships with confidence and strength, rejecting a poverty mentality. According to reports by Nvalde Mateus for News on One, she made the remarks yesterday at the opening of the two-day Namibia Public-Private Forum organized by the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board.
The forum brings together key players from the public and private sectors to align policy with investment. Nani Ndaitwa said, Namibians should not be bullied or approach international engagements from a position of weakness.
We must really rely on our strength so that we can also be respected in the international community and to benefit from our resources.
In continental news, internet connectivity across Cameroon has been severely affected as protests persist over alleged irregularities in the October presidential elections, according to NetBlocks. And according to Reuters, the Internet Observatory confirmed an ongoing disruption that could hinder media coverage of developments on the ground. This comes after Cameroon's Constitutional Court earlier this week dismissed all petitions challenging the October 12 election, allowing the official results to be announced. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has said the existing structure of the White House East Wing must be torn down completely in order to build a new ballroom. The scale of the project is provoking surprise and outrage in Congress, as reported from Washington by our correspondent, Charlotte North.
President Trump's extreme makeover of the White House began on Monday, and the entire East Wing is expected to be completely torn down by the weekend. The expansion of the construction project has surprised and outraged politicians and conservation societies as pictures of the demolition have emerged. President Trump had previously said the project wouldn't interfere with the current building. The East Wing holds offices for the First Lady and other staff, as well as meetings and special events. The president insists that these changes have been needed for at least 150 years and that the works will be privately funded. Charlotte North, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.